very pleased that the Court of Session has decided to refer the minimum unit pricing case to the Court of Justice. Right from the outset, the Scotch Whisky Association has argued that we believe minimum pricing is likely to be contrary to EU law, and it's something we've been arguing for because we have serious concerns that this policy is illegal, that it's likely to be ineffective in tackling the serious problems there are around alcohol misuse, but also that it would be damaging to the Scotch whisky industry by setting a very worrying precedent by breaking trade rules in this sort of way.
What would you say? What would you say to these measures being looked at by Holyrood, where you say that it would breach EU law? What exactly about the measures is in breach of the EU law, would you say?
Well, the European Court of Justice has consistently held over the last 30 years that if you want to adjust pricing in this sort of way, the way to do it is through taxation rather than distorting competition by setting prices in the market. We share the view of the European Commission and European member states like France, Spain and Italy, who have all raised concerns that this interference within the market goes against that well-established case law at a European level. And it sets a worrying precedent for Scotch whisky because we are a very export-oriented business. And if we start doing this in our home market, we're sure to face similar problems in our export markets.
But if minimum pricing is there to tackle alcohol abuse, to effectively save lives, potentially, I suppose, then does the Scottish Whisky Association not have some kind of a part to play in that?
Well, the Scotch whisky industry is absolutely committed to playing its part to the full in tackling alcohol misuse. Where we disagree with the Scottish government is how to do that. I mean, the industry works with government in a range of positive ways to tackle alcohol misuse. The association itself has launched a Scotch Whisky Action Fund to fund projects that look at innovative ways to tackle irresponsible drinking. But we want to be able to do this in the right sort of way, in a way that's legal, in a way that actually works, and a way that doesn't damage the industry, particularly at a time when the encouraging news, whilst there are still issues around alcohol misuse in Scotland, that the indicators are moving in the right direction. And that's something that should be encouraged, and we should be looking at how we've done that rather than moving on to these illegal measures at this current time.
And lastly, we've heard from the Scottish Health Secretary, who's welcomed the move for this to be heard in a European court, I suppose because it moves it along a bit and a conclusion is therefore a lot closer. But he is warning that that would delay these life-saving anti-alcohol abuse measures that they're wanting to implement. So what would you say in response to that? He's effectively accusing SWA of delaying life-saving legislation.
Well, we're pleased that the Court of Session has referred it to the European Court of Justice. We've been calling on the Scottish Government to fast-track this case to Luxembourg and the Court for many months. So, the industry is absolutely committed to tackling alcohol misuse, but it's about doing it in the right sort of way, in a way that's legal, in a way that's effective, in a way that doesn't damage a key industry in the northeast of Scotland.